So welcome to All In. This is Thursday, November 15th, and I'm here with my whole crew, and we'd like to choose the topic of the day. This is Dina, by the way. Topic of the day is, what'd you say, Chris? Say it again.
Coping mechanisms, especially during the finals and midterms.
Perfect. Things that might be beneficial or help for you if you're having some difficulty or some stress. Perfect example, I had somebody the other day that was just so overwhelmed with everything that's on their plate and not feeling seen or heard, was a little suicidal. And so all we did was have a conversation. And then I encouraged this person or individual to seek out either for the National Suicide Line or our Behavioral Health Department. And so Anne here has a wonderful handout from that department that I'm going to let her take that over and share this information with you, because during finals can be very stressful. You can get overwhelmed and you might feel like you'll just never get it done. Well, we all kind of sometimes feel that way, so you're not alone, but we want to leave you with some helpful information that can help you get through a rough time and know that you're never alone. You always have support, and we're right there with you. So, Anne, share what you got.
Yeah, we just have the student guide to campus services and resources. So it really just has the website and phone number for behavioral health services. But that website for behavioral health services is www.rrcc.edu/behavioral/health services. And the phone number is 303-914-6655. We also have the website for accessibility services. And so as someone who uses accessibility services, because I have like some mental health issues that I'm coping with and working with, you can get accommodations. Like you can get a special pen that helps you take notes in class, or you could get, you know, allowances if it's applicable, and just like help and someone there. So the website for accessibility services is www.rrcc.edu/accessibility-services. And the phone number is 303-914-6733.
And for anyone out there that's maybe having suicidal thoughts or having harmful thoughts about yourself, please contact the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Their number is 1-800-273-8255. So again, that's 1-800-273-8255. It's a lifeline, 24/7 free and confidential support for anybody in distress or crisis mode, if you just need somebody to talk to. And their website is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Or if you know of anyone who's having those thoughts and you just want to be anonymous, but you want to help them, they're safe to tell. And that's 1-877-542-7233. Again, 1-877-542-7233, and their site is safe2tell.org. So please reach out and get some help if you're having a hard time. And, you know, sometimes we just need a little lift or a little boost. So I'm just going to be blatant and share that I attempted when I was 22 for a reason of, you know, I was coming out of the closet to my family and felt like I had no one or nothing. So if anything, I hope I can make an impact in your life that you reach out and get some help if you need it, because there are definitely resources available to you. Anyone else would like to share about their experiences or any help that they have to offer?
Please reach out to your friends.
Please do.
Friends, if not family, people you believe you can trust, they're there to help you. If they chose to take you in under their friendship and they know about how you can be mentally, then you can rely on them. And like that stands for any of us, if you know us personally, please contact us and we will totally sit on the phone call with you and talk to you about stuff. I am never against talking with someone who's in a bad place.
Absolutely.
I know what a bad place feels like. I've felt the bad place before many of times, and I never want someone else to feel like that. And so if you ever feel like you fall yourself to that spot, contact one of us, contact someone you trust and you love, and if they love you, they will, that's not even the right way to word it, but like, they'll help you. And you're not alone. There's never a situation you're left where there's not a single person who won't help you.
Please don't hesitate. This really is important for you to reach out, for you to help somebody that you know that may be having trouble. please, again, reach out. There's an old saying that, you know, sometimes the worst thing is doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So please be proactive, please care, and reach out.
And I like to say, if you feel like you don't have anybody, or you feel like you have friends who you can't really trust, because I've been in a place where I thought I could trust someone, and then it turned out that I couldn't. So if you feel like you don't have friends or family to talk to, you know, go with that old like elementary school thing of like talk to an adult. Like if you're in school and like pull aside a teacher and say, hey, like listen, I'm not doing so good. Like I know in college it feels a lot more formal, but like
teachers are people.
Yeah. And so
and they have kids usually.
Yeah. And you know, they're an authority figure that can like help with something, even if it's to direct you to someone else who can help you better than they might be able to. There's also a place where you can text. I was just handed a slip of paper, so I think it's to like text if you're having not a good time. Text hello to 741-741.
Yeah, it's like a anonymous, I believe if I have it right, where you can text for some kind of help. Just someone on the other line, because that's what a lot of it is people just don't feel like there's anyone there. Mm-hmm. And we hope, if anything, we make an impact in your life where you feel that that's not a true. That's just something that you have in your mind that you do believe is true. Mm-hmm. Not making you wrong. It's just we want to make that impact on you that you do have people here who can support you and make a difference in your life. I mean, I know me personally, this suicide topic has come up 3 times with 3 people around my life this week. And I'm so passionate about making that difference and knowing that you do make a difference. You do have a purpose. You are heard. You are seen. So please reach out. If you're part of the LGBTQ community, reach out to the center that's here. Those people are lovely in there. Or like Anne's already read and Matt, we've all talked about and discussed, is please reach out.
Mm-hmm. Also, Red Rocks has a peer counseling program.
Yes.
If you're, if you feel like, I'd recommend the, oh man, I'm totally spacing what I wanted to say. The number that we brought up, the 741-741, if I had that, I would have felt a lot better because I definitely didn't want people I felt close to worrying about me, so having an anonymous would have been wonderful to have.
Exactly.
And because you're not alone and you're not struggling alone. People can help.
But also sometimes when you're in that bad place, you feel like, I don't want to be a burden. Everyone else is dealing with things that they're dealing with, and I don't want to put this on them. And so numbers like that are really helpful when you don't want to burden someone else or feel like you're burdening someone else.
And I hope that you don't feel like you're a burden, because that's where I was when I was 22. My first suicidal thought, I was 10, and it just wasn't true. It's just what I thought was true until I learned different, that there are people that were out there that did love me. So know that we love you and that we want to make a difference in your life. Even though we're just a podcast club, we've all been there some way, shape, or form, or had people in our lives that were there and we needed to make a difference. So I know it's kind of heavy topic today, but it's something that's important to all of us, and I think we all agree on we can make a difference in helping you on the other side that might be listening to this have some support and some resources available to you.
And there is another side. It doesn't feel like it when you're in the throes of it, when you're in the fog, but there, I know it's a cliche and we all get tired of hearing that, but this too shall pass.
And it does get better. Yeah, totally.
You know, even if it's awful sometimes when you feel like you're doing better and then things start crashing again, you're like, God, I don't want to be in this place again. And I thought I've conquered this and it comes crashing down again. It's a wave. Just survive the wave, surf it, have a good time.
And you're a human being. You're going to have these thoughts and sometimes negative connotations about yourself or conversations even with yourself. And that's okay. Just acknowledge you have them and pick an action or do something different that is going to be into your best interest for your future and going forward. And sometimes it's just a text to somebody, a lifeline. Hey, I need a friend. I need a shoulder. I need something.
And this is what experience is as you get older and knowing how to cope with certain triggers and being able to share that knowledge later on in your years. So I hope that a lot of this has given you some intent, purpose to help to be a part of your community, to reach out, to do whatever it takes to make a difference.
And we want you to make a difference, and we want you to shine, because I guarantee if you were to look up and look at somebody, just your smile alone, you're making an impact on somebody.
Mm-hmm. Humans are social. People need people.
We do. And we're so plugged in to technology and electronics and things like that, that doesn't help either. When you've got all this homework, you've got these deadlines upon you. So know that we're here. We're happy to help. We're happy to point you in the right direction, because we're not trained professionals. But we do have people here at our campus who are trained professionals that can be there to help you while we listen. So I know it's kind of a heavy topic, but everybody have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. If you celebrate, if you don't, Friendsgiving. That's what we're doing at my house. And just enjoy your holidays. Be safe. Reach out. Know that you're loved on this side over here. And come join us. We're here every Thursday, not next Thursday because it's Thanksgiving, but we're here every Thursday at 4:00 inside the Idea Lab. So thanks everybody for being here, for tuning in to All In on Rocky Mountain Media.